Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 14, 1 to 6. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 14, verse 1 to 6. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. There in front of him was a man suffering from abnormal swelling of his body. Jesus asked the Pharisees and experts in the law, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. So taking hold of the man, he healed him and sent him on his way. Then he asked them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that falls into a well on the Sabbath day, will you not immediately pull it out?" And they had nothing to say. My theme for reflection is the God who heals under watchful eyes. The God who heals under watchful eyes. It is funny how people act differently when they know they are being watched. You sit up straighter, mind your manners, and suddenly remember every table etiquette you ever learned. Now imagine that pressure multiplied by 10, and that's the setting in Luke 14, 1 to 6. Jesus is at dinner, surrounded by religious elites who are not there to learn, but to trap him. Every gesture, every breath, every bite of bread is scrutinized. Yet right in front of him sits a man swollen with illness. A setup, if there ever was one. It is as though compassion itself were on trial. The Pharisee's trap was cleverly set. The man with dropsy is not there by accident. He is bit. They want to see whether Jesus will heal on the Sabbath, breaking their rigid interpretation of the law. The irony is that they claim to be protecting God's holiness, while sitting face to face with the very embodiment of God's mercy. They are so intent on defending divine law that they fail to recognize divine love standing in their midst. Jesus, unfazed by their stares, refuses to be drawn into their game of legalistic chess. Instead, he asks a question that cuts through their motives. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? It is a question loaded with both theology and irony. The Sabbath was meant to reflect God's own rest and renewal, a day when creation pauses to breathe in divine grace. But the Pharisees had turned it into a test of religious performance, suffocating the very life it was meant to celebrate. When they respond with silence, Jesus acts. Without fanfare or debate, he heals the man and sends him away, quietly restoring both his body and his dignity. The scene is almost anticlimactic in its simplicity, yet profound in its message. Love does not wait for permission to act. In that single moment, Jesus redefines holiness not as separation from human need, but as immersion in it. Jesus then asks the question that seals the case. If your child or even your ox falls into a pit on the Sabbath, won't you pull it out immediately? The answer is obvious, yet it exposes the hypocrisy of their hearts. The Pharisees would act to save property or family, but hesitate to show mercy to a stranger. In their zeal to protect the law, they had forgotten its heartbeat, compassion. N.T. Wright reminds us that when Jesus heals on the Sabbath, he is not violating God's law but fulfilling it. The law was given so that life might flourish, and Jesus restores life wherever he finds decay. That is the gospel in miniature. God's law and God's love are never in competition. True holiness is never afraid to get its hands dirty when mercy calls. For us today, this story invites a hard but healing question. How often do we stand by, paralyzed by propriety, while someone near us suffers? We may not be Pharisees, but modern life teaches its own kind of legalism, bureaucratic compassion, performative piety, conditional kindness. Jesus' example challenges us to move from cautious sympathy to courageous mercy. Maybe someone in your circle is swollen with invisible pain, grief, loneliness, debt, or anxiety. Maybe you have seen it but hesitated to act because it is inconvenient or because you were not sure it was your place. The gospel's answer is clear. Compassion is your place. Love is always lawful. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when have you allowed social expectations or fear of judgment to silence an act of compassion you felt called to do? Number two, in what areas of your life do you need to let mercy take precedence over caution or comfort? And now our practical exercise for the day. Today, be intentionally attentive. Look for one opportunity to show quiet mercy. A phone call to someone isolated, a small act of kindness to a co-worker, a simple prayer for a stranger. Don't overthink it. Just act in love, even if no one else approves or notices. Merciful Lord, you see us when we hesitate, when fear or pride makes us silent in the face of need. Teach us to love boldly, to act kindly, and to serve without seeking approval. Let your compassion guide our choices, even when others misunderstand. May our lives reflect the Sabbath mercy of Christ, who heals not to impress, but to restore. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.